SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Англи сурах нь таны амьдралыг өөрчилнө. Та хэлээ сайжруулангаа Австралийн соёл, амьдралын хэв маягийн тухай SBS Learning English-с сураарай. Манай подкастыг хаан ч явсан сонсож болно. Англи сурах нь таны амьдралыг өөрчилнө. Та хэлээ сайжруулангаа Австралийн соёл, амьдралын хэв маягийн тухай SBS Learning English-с сураарай. Манай подкастыг хаан ч явсан сонсож болно.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia. Hi, it's Josipa, and last weekend I had a lot of fun helping my friend throw a party. I find the saying throw a party funny because it sounds like you're throwing a party into the air or something. I mean, parties aren't exactly things you can throw around like a ball, right? Well, throw a party is just one of those phrases where the words don't really help with the meaning. You're essentially saying, let's have a good time with friends. Guess who else is about to throw a party? Our friend Alan. Let's hear how he and Claire talk about it.
We're chucking a party this Saturday arvo for my daughter's birthday. Are you game?
Absolutely. Your parties are second to none. When does it kick off?
We're thinking about 5.
Are you going to do the whole shebang like last year? Count me in.
Not really. This year it's just a cosy get-together in our backyard. We're keeping it low-key and laid back with some fairy lights and balloons.
I have to say that I'm not surprised at all that Claire is excited about Alan's party, because Claire is what we call a social butterfly. She enjoys going to parties and talking to lots of people. Remember that Alan said,
we're chucking a party this Saturday arvo for my daughter's birthday. Are you game?
We can use different phrases to say we are planning a party. While we often say throwing a party, we can also use the more casual term chucking a party. And have you noticed how Australians just love abbreviations? That is, making longer words shorter. Alan just used one for afternoon. Can you think of some others? Let's hear the abbreviation Alan used when he said,
we're chucking a party this Saturday arvo.
Arvo, that's a short word for afternoon. Did you manage to think of any others? I did. For example, we say avo for avocado, barbie for barbecue, brekkie for breakfast, uni for university, and so on. And when Alan asked Claire if she wants to come along to the party, he said,
are you game?
We all know that the word game refers to fun activities we play, such as board games or sport activities. But we can also use the phrase, are you game, to ask if someone is willing or wants to do something, just like Alan did. We can also say, I'm game, when we want to say that we are willing to do something. Let me give you more examples. I could say, I'm always game for a good time, and I'm also game for trying new things. Are you game to practice a bit more English? I hope you are, because we are going back to our dialogue. Claire said,
your parties are second to none. When does it kick off?
If something is second to none, it is the best. Let's say your friend makes delicious cakes. You could say, your cakes are second to none. Claire also said,
when does it kick off?
The term kicks off is an informal expression that means to start or begin. It comes from the idea of kicking the ball to start a sports match of some kind. So you could say that every Friday night, our local football team kicks off at 8 p.m. But we also use it when we are talking about a lot of different kinds of activities an event, especially if we are starting something exciting.
Are you going to do the whole shebang like last year? Count me in.
Claire wants to know if Alan is going to do the whole shebang. That is, to go to considerable effort to plan a lot of exciting and usually expensive things to make the party very active and lively, like hiring lots of different things for the guests to do or eat or drink. Perhaps you can think of parties that you have been to that have been like that. I certainly can. Either way, Claire loves parties and definitely wants to come along. So she agrees by saying, "Count me in." Are you a party animal or party pooper? Do you know the difference? A party animal is someone who loves parties. And the party pooper is, yep, you guessed it, someone who doesn't like parties and doesn't like doing things that other people like doing at parties. Basically, the opposite of a party animal. And at the end of our dialogue, Alan said,
"We're keeping it low-key and laid-back, with some fairy lights and balloons."
Low-key means not too exciting, and laid-back means relaxed and easygoing. When a person is laid-back, they're calm and relaxed, not easily stressed. So, a laid-back event or setting has a casual and comfortable feel, and it is not too formal. I hope I'll get invited to Alan's daughter's laid-back party because we always have a whale of a time together. Having a whale of a time means really enjoying yourself and having lots of fun. Last year's celebration was fantastic, so I can't wait for this one. And while I wait for the invitation, let's revisit the entire dialogue. Afterward, we can take a short break before practicing what we have learned in this episode.
"We're chucking a party this Saturday, Arvo, for my daughter's birthday. Are you game?"
"Absolutely. Your parties are second to none. When does it kick off?"
"We're thinking about 5.
"Are you going to do the whole shebang like last year? Count me in."
"Not really. This year, it's just a cozy get-together in our backyard. We're keeping it low-key and laid-back, with some fairy lights and balloons."
Today, we are talking with Sahil, a dad excited about planning his daughter's first birthday party. It's his first time organizing such an event, and he is going to do the whole shebang. Hi, Sahil.
Thank you, Josipa. Pleasure to be here.
So tell me, how are you making this birthday special?
Wow, that's a million-dollar question that you asked, Josipa. But I must tell you, I just threw a very big party back home in India. It was a huge, huge party where my daughter had a Cocomelon theme party. We booked a place for about 300 people.
Wow.
So there were 300 guests and family members, and they all flew in from different parts of India just to be with us and celebrate my daughter's birthday. And now I am planning to throw a similar party here in Australia for our friends. We want to have a celebration with our friends, especially with my daughter's friend from the childcare. So she would, we are just excited. I think she would love another birthday party to cut the cake again.
Wow. So what special touches or traditions are you planning to incorporate here in Australia?
Definitely, you know, my wife has already started speaking to event managers. She already had a quote from few. We are almost there. We're going to make it like a bit of Indian and a bit of an Australian kind of a party. Well, somewhere like a barbecue there, or, you know, to just to cater to the needs of our Australian friends. As you know, we live in a multicultural society. People cannot be from the same community. So we have friends from all over. So what we're going to do is that we're going to have a caterer who's going to cater the needs of everyone there. So people, when they go home, they should be happy that the tummies are full, everything has been taken care of.
And as you're putting so much effort into organizing your daughter's first birthday party, including two parties in two different countries, there's an event manager. What's the most important experience or memory you hope to create for your family and your guests?
I think I want to create a memory for my daughter more than anyone else. You know, guests can be managed, but for my daughter, yes. When she grows up and when she sees the video of her first birthday party, she should feel proud. She should say that, "Dad, you did an awesome job." So are we going to have another theme party? Everything would be fairy. You know, anything that I can do in my, you know, control, I will do that.
Well, good luck with everything. And thank you for helping us today.
Thank you, Yusupa.
It's time for practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. If something is second to none, it is...
We say that something is second to none when it is considered the best.
What is the whole shebang?
The term shebang is an informal word for a lively gathering or event where people come together for a good time.
Let's now practice by repeating after Alan and Claire.
Let's throw a party. Are you game?
We're chucking a party this Saturday, Arvo.
I'm throwing a cozy get-together.
The party kicks off at 5.
On our website, sbs.com.au/learnenglish, we have prepared learning notes for this episode. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can find us on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thank you for learning English with me.
SBS Learn English.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.